White, J.E. White, Emma. San Jose, California, June 29, 1905. Dear children, I have a letter of several pages written to you, waiting to be copied. There have been so many important matters to attend to which could not be put off that your letter has had to wait. Then, just as we were leaving Washington, Maggie was called to South Lancaster on account of the sickness of her sister, and many things have been delayed. I have done much writing this week and am very weary, but I must write you a few lines. I have had better health than usual of late, else I could not endure the pressure that is brought upon me. I do not willingly neglect you, and after this I shall try to write oftener. Yesterday morning, before breakfast, I wrote 17 pages of very important matter, and I have been at it ever since. I shall send you a copy of these things as soon as I can get them copied. We are attending the San Jose camp meeting. We have comfortable quarters in a good home. Brother Merrill has given us the free use of his home, and this is a great accommodation, I can assure you. On my way from Washington, I spent 10 days in Southern California, and while there, we visited the Loma Linda property. We are now in possession of this property, having paid $5,000 on it. We are to pay $5,000 more in 20 days, $5,000 in September, and $5,000 in January. After that, we shall not need to pay anything but 6% interest for 2 or 3 years. I am filled with an increasing astonishment that this property, with all its advantages, has come into our hands. I have written out the particulars regarding this place and will try to have the matter copied tomorrow so that I may send it to you. There is to be a camp meeting in Redlands in September. I am planning to attend, for Redlands is a place that we desire to work, and we wish to begin as soon as possible. I am intensely anxious that Ministry of Healing shall come out as soon as possible. When this book is on the market, we shall give our attention to the book for the South. This will be my first business. I hope, my son and daughter, that you will not become discouraged, but that you will put your entire trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am writing much on the kind of vessels we need to be in order to be fit for the Master's use. Are we emptied of self? May the Lord give us all grace for His service. It matters not what others may say or think of us if we do our best with an eye single to the glory of God. Then we shall wait patiently for His commendation. It is our part to walk humbly with God. He will take charge of every one who will bring his case to Him. Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. With this promise, let us come to our best friend. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1, verse 5-7. Let us educate ourselves to take everything to the Lord in prayer. He never makes any mistakes. I have had encouragement to give to those who are needy, and I have had reproof to give to those who are ever dwelling on objectionable things. If all our church members would fill their minds with thoughts of the goodness and mercy and love of God, and express the same in loving words and kindly deeds, great blessing would come to them. Let us remember that all around us there are those who have many sorrows and are battling with discouragement, who need to hear from the lips of others cheerful, encouraging words. When so many of Christ's followers left him, and the Savior asked the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 6, verse 67-68. It filled Christ's heart with sorrow to see anyone leaving him, because he knew that faith in his name and in his mission is man's only hope. This desertion of his followers was a humiliation to him. Oh, how little human beings know of the sorrow that filled the heart of infinite love when such things took place. No one in the world ever longed more earnestly for appreciation and fellowship than did Christ. He hungered for sympathy. His heart was filled with a longing desire that human beings might appreciate the gift of God to the world and honor him by believing his words and speaking forth his praise. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. How regretful were the words, "Will ye also go away?" John 6, verse 67. They touched the hearts of all the disciples but one. That one was Judas. He had a heart only for money. His highest desire was to be the greatest. Well might the disciples say, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Verse 68. Consider what Christ was, the Son of the Highest, yet a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Have we experienced the blessing that comes from trusting him with the whole heart and honoring him by ever showing our love and devotion to him? Christ is hungry for fruit, fruit that will appease his hunger of soul in our behalf. It is his desire that we bear much fruit. John 15, verse 5, 8. Let us keep our hearts open to his love. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36-37. Oh, when we can speak understandingly the words spoken by Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Wonderful blessings will come to us. We need the Savior every moment. He has all that is necessary to supply our necessities for time and for eternity. He loves us with an everlasting love. Then let us not be discouraged. God has a work for you to do, and he will give you wisdom and grace to perfect that work. He wants all that there is of you to be devoted to his service. He would not have you gather to yourself too many burdens, because he has a message for you to bear to the people. He wants you to use your pen to his name's glory. He has not released you from the work. His hand sustains you, and he will be to you a present help in every time of need. But, my son, do not give anyone an occasion to think that you do not carry the burden of souls. You need daily to brace your soul in Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5, verse 24. Christ is to be the eternal delight of the heart of the Christian. We have abundant proof of the love of God for us, and let us be thankful. My son, counsel with those who are connected with you, and let them share the responsibilities. I must now close this letter, for I have special testimonies to write. May the Lord help and strengthen and bless you. Do not launch out unto anything unless you have evidence that the matter is of the Lord.